Great. Now is the time for a public comment for items not on the agenda. Any comments?
Hi. I have two basic comments today, maybe three. Two comments relate to the website. On your website, you have an opportunity to purchase tickets. When I did that about a year ago, I was very able to purchase tickets. I tried on January 8th of this year and found out you now have a CAPTCHA. The CAPTCHA is extremely difficult to use. I tried 4 or 5 times and I'm not able to purchase tickets now. I made a complaint to Paratransit on the 8th of January, and there was a follow-up that was forwarded to one of the, I guess, Paratransit mobility people. And I haven't heard anything, and as of this morning, the problem has not been resolved. And I don't always have someone to help me with checks. I don't feel I should have to go to the Paratransit office. And if this option to buy tickets online is available, then it ought to be accessible for me and any other blind people who want to buy tickets. And I also have a recommendation that I really wish you would put your form for renewing Paratransit online. It's not always easy to find someone to help with filling out forms, and that form should be accessible and available. I do have concerns about writing. There are times that my ride has not shown up or has been extremely late. I was 22 minutes late for a dentist appointment in October. I missed 2 lessons at the East Bay Center because they said the traffic was so bad they couldn't get the van there on time. Paratransit is far less reliable than it was 4 or 5 years ago. Drivers are often very nice, but there have been more that aren't friendly in the past year. And the people who take the reservations are always nice, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate the service. I just wish it were more reliable. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Is this for East Bay Paratransit? Okay, thank you. Any other comments?
She'll be short. Okay. I just found out last week that the RTC application card, or application's been modified. Anyone aware of that? Because I got notified, one of my staff received notification from the verification agency that the current form is ineligible to be used. So I did send a note to Laura regarding this request to find out if that is true.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jenna Rubin. I just want to generally say that sometimes I've had the opportunity to use Lyft and Uber, and these TNCs are now becoming almost a part of our overall transportation system. And as a paratransit user, my deepest concern, and we've been collecting stories from so many paratransit users, and it's generally that when it's good, it can be very, very good. We got here in plenty of time today. But when it's bad, it's horrid. And there are many factors that can't be controlled about our traffic. But one of the issues, we know that a great deal of money flows into this, and as users, we would like to, at some point, be graced with a flow chart of information to sort of let us see, because our drivers talk about what they're not receiving in terms of salary and benefits. But a lot of it goes to issues of the computer system. So there's a general question about what is the infrastructure investment in this ongoing system that keeps our vans functioning, but particularly the computer system that we're told is very outdated. So that's a general issue, and wanting to see if we can handle these issues and to keep this a very labor-strong organization, because our drivers are our lifeline, and we care deeply about them, and they about us, the ones that stick around. But the turnover has been pretty alarming in the last couple years. So I'm very interested in us embracing and talking about the subcontracting trend going on in paratransit to let the duopoly, these two companies that are getting very wealthy off of sometimes the frustration of keeping the work and the effort in-house. So that's, I'm going to keep it constrained to that, and I hope we're going to address that over the course of today.
Thank you for your comment.
I'm Debbie Mandel with the Transit Justice Project, East Bay Center for the Blind, and I'm not going to beat around the bush here. The United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights guarantees that freedom of movement is a fundamental human right. And that right is being denied people with disabilities all across the country. But I'm talking about here. ADA paratransit needs to be upgraded so that it also provides same-day service. Same-day service should be the dominant, the main service for everyone except those who perhaps have cognitive issues and need tremendous amounts of assistance. I'm not saying that advanced reservation should not be available, but advanced reservation is just not fair. It's inconvenient, it's inefficient, and many, many people we hear from are late to their appointments, miss appointments. Some people have even been fired from their jobs. They have many complaints about paratransit in general all over the Bay Area. But the main point that I guess I want to say is that we should have the right to go wherever we want, whenever we want. We should have spontaneity and freedom of movement, and right now we don't have it, and that violates our civil rights, which goes against the ADA, and it doesn't make any sense. The other thing I want to say is that why is it that so many people have become shut-ins? Because if they live more than 3/4 of a mile within a, or if they live with near a non-functioning bus or rail line, they can't get paratransit at all. So that's a double whammy for them, being disabled and then being deprived of getting around and participating actively in their communities.
Thank you for your comments. Any other comments?